Native plant restoration. 80% of New Zealand was covered in forest before people arrived. Now only 24% of land is native forest. Growing local native plants is a great way to start a restoration project. Unique and varied. New Zealand's native flora has evolved in isolation over millions of years. 80% of our trees, ferns, and flowering plants are only found in New Zealand. There are many different areas where plants grow in New Zealand. That means there are many different types of plants. For example, kauri and kohekohe forests, rainforest with remu, beech, tawa, matai, and rata, dunelands with spinifex and pingal, alpine and subalpine herb fields, wetlands, ferns and flax, scrub and tussock. How many of these different habitats can you identify near your place? Importance of plants. Plants protect the soil from erosion. Plants help to reduce flooding. Forests cycle water between the soil and atmosphere to help make rain. Trees make oxygen for us to breathe. Plants make food for native birds. Plants make habitat for a wide variety of animals. Trees absorb carbon dioxide, so are valuable carbon sinks to help counter climate change. We also like to visit places where our native flora grows. These areas are popular places for tourists too, so are important for our economy. Have a look around your school or at home. Are there areas that could be planted with native trees? Pioneering plants. Some native plants are called pioneer plants. Examples are manuka, kanuka, and tikoka, cabbage trees. They grow easily in different places and like starting out on bare ground. These open sites are often where restoration planting is done. Planting even a few pioneer species can encourage birds to bring in seeds from a wide variety of plants. This saves you growing them yourself. Eco-sourcing seeds. Bush areas will ideally regenerate naturally from falling seeds or those carried in by wind or birds, but sometimes nature needs a helping hand by restoration planting. This is especially so if the restoration is happening on land that was farmed. Collecting seeds close to where they are to be planted is called eco-sourcing. It is an important part of a restoration project. Why is eco-sourcing important? Eco-sourced plants are suited to local conditions. They are more likely to survive. Local plants will help maintain the area's special characteristics. Eco-sourcing will also avoid planting species which are not native to the local area and which could become invasive. Trees that count, Te Rahi o Tāne. Trees that count is a project to get New Zealanders planting millions of native trees. The project aims to keep a live count of the number of native trees being planted across the country. But it's also about planting trees that count. These are trees needed for climate change, biodiversity, and restoring our environment. A great reason to start a restoration project. Why keep count? Counting the trees means we can see all the great work that thousands of Kiwis do each year. It also helps measure the effect we could have on climate change. Get involved. We can all play a part in the Trees That Count project. Visit the Trees That Count website for more information. The resources section has information on where to get trees, planting guides, getting started, and monitoring your planting project. Planting 1 billion trees. The government has set a goal to plant 1 billion trees over 10 years, between 2018 and 2027. Permanent trees and forests that can be harvested will be encouraged. That will mean using a mix of exotic and native tree species on private, public and Māori-owned land. 1 billion trees is another way to get involved in ecological restoration. Find out more about the program using the links below.